Our guest in studio is John McManus. He is a director with the Lions Club, but he's also the president of the Concordant Scottish Pipe Band. Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, JC. Thanks for the opportunity to chat. This is great.
Yeah, thanks for coming in to talk about the 32nd annual Gathering of the Bands. Now, first of all, let's talk about the history of this event that's coming up on Saturday.
Okay, great. We started this back in 1992. And the intent of the Gathering of the Bands is to recognize and thank the community for their unwavering support over the years and like all year long, really. More notably, in the summertime, the Saturday night parades that we have in town, we get a great turnout from the community. So, we're happy to do that. And the event that we have is free admission. Mm-hmm. We have all-you-can-eat hot dogs and corn. This year it'll be a nominal fee, like $10. All-you-can-eat until about 6 o'clock, starts at noon. Kids under 8 can eat for free. The Lions Club runs a big boy and big girl drinks under the tent, and that runs till midnight.
All right. Well, you've got me at all-you-can-eat hot dogs. That's definitely going to be a selling point. But let's talk about, aside from the food, let's talk about some of the bands that are going to be a part of this. How many bands are coming for the Gathering of the Bands?
Okay, as far as pipe bands, we've got five bands coming. We have a band from Teeswater, Clinton, Sarnia, Chatham, and Ingersoll. And in the afternoon, they'll be playing spots. And in addition, we have the our local Concordant Community Concert Band, who will kick things off at noon in the gazebo here in Victoria Park. And then some real favorites, the Toronto All-Star Big Band. They've been coming to this event for over the last 25 years. They're quite a draw. They'll be starting sometime around 1:30. And then, like I say, the pipe bands will play through the afternoon, and things will wrap up with Kitchen Sink Fiddlers. And then at 8 o'clock, there'll be a bit of a break there. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll have the mass pipes and drums. That'll go on till about 9. And then we welcome people to come back into the park for a little bit of social time. And quite often, there'll be some impromptu piping and drumming. And let's hope for some good weather.
All right. Now, if people want to get more details, you mentioned a little bit about the schedule of when the bands are going to be up on Saturday. Is there a place that people can find that?
For sure. If you go to the band's website, it's kspb.ca.
kspb.ca.
Correct.
Of course, we're going to share the links to everything that we've talked about in this interview on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com so that everyone can check out the 32nd annual Gathering of the Bands happening on Saturday. It goes from noon to midnight, pretty much. It's all day at Victoria Park here in Concordant. John, is there anything else that we should know about the event?
No, I think that pretty well wraps it up. I do want to encourage everyone to come out. It's an awful lot of fun. All age groups, bring a chair. There's limited seating in the picnic tables, and I'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Fingers crossed for great weather for the Lions Club and the 32nd annual Gathering of the Band. It's happening on Saturday from noon to midnight at Victoria Park. John, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.